What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Cult, welcome back. It's not Wednesday, surprisingly enough, but it might be in some alternate timeline.
Most
likely. But this is the Night Shift special December edition. We're going to be
Mondays.
Going to be kicking it on Mondays here for a while. Kyle, which way? My mirror's the opposite way, my camera. But Kyle's going in tomorrow, so it just works out with our holiday schedule and Kyle healing up to try to pop these on Monday. Looks like we've got quite a few people already in here, so that's dope.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Those tuning in on the podcast, this is, if you don't know and you're new, our live show. We don't really have a topic. We just kind of talk a lot about stuff. Did I cut my hair? No, I've actually got it pulled back in a little, you know, top knot here. But great to see everybody in here.
Yeah. Thanks, Paranormal Trucker. Much love. Yeah. Birdie, I'm not that nervous. I'll get more nervous when I get there. That's usually how I go. I usually don't worry too much till it's right there at crunch time.
Sean said man bun. It's not, it's actually just kind of tail here. Like a,
it's just a ponytail.
Yeah, it kind of looks like I have dreads a little bit. I might think about doing that. Probably not though. But anyway, yeah, make sure you guys hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. And hit the notification bell. That way you are in tune with the Night Shift whenever it pops up. Well, yeah, look at the bright side. At least you ain't got to go to work.
That's what I'm most excited about. I'm getting some time off finally.
I'm saying. That is
so hopefully I'll be able to put that time to good use and come up with some really good episodes for everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. We got a good one coming out. Yeah, this Monday's got me thrown off. Had a new 40 and 50 drop. Hope everybody checked that out. If you didn't, go peep it. We did Arizona, trying to keep in alphabetical order. Had some weird...
Definitely some weird,
weird
ones.
Centaurs and time portals and... Yeah. Just all good stuff.
The centaurs were one of my favorites.
I'm gonna be really disappointed if by the time I die I haven't seen a centaur.
We'll get our day.
I fully believe it.
My mind will be completely shattered if I run across a centaur.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know. I don't think I would. I think it would be easier for me to accept Dogman than a Centaur. I absolutely know it would.
Yeah. Yeah. Werewolves just make more sense.
That's what I'm saying. Or Bigfoot or Loch Ness or just about anything is going to make far more sense.
Weird. Do you see what Chucky posted in the chat? I had a dream. I was being hunted by a centaur last week. Did it have a giant wooden club?
Because if it
did, then weird. It would be crazy to fight a centaur.
It wouldn't be good to fight a centaur at all. And Brother John coming through.
I know we ask it on the show, but since we have people here to talk about it, would you rather fight a centaur that's bottom half horse, top horse, or top half man, or bottom half man, top half horse?
I'm not trying to fight either one of them.
Colleen, it was Jack Osborne on his show. I can't remember the name of it right now. I think it's on some streaming service, maybe Amazon Prime. But he went out that way and they did a couple overnights and had some weird stuff going on.
Bigfoot is elusive, man. He's a tough one to crack.
Top half horse, bottom half horse. We got a kind of a split decision over here.
Yeah, if I had to fight one, it'd definitely be the horse as the top part.
Would it still have hooves?
Probably. I mean, if you're doing it correctly, then yeah.
Someone posted it in the Discord, I think, or maybe on one of the socials. Weird meme of top half horse, bottom half man power.
I think I saw that. That was good.
Have you ever punched a horse in the face? I have not.
No.
Neither have I been punched by a horse.
I'm sure it would not feel good to punch a horse in the head.
No.
That would hurt bad.
Oh, Cessna City, where the ones are solid posted it.
Muscle.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight a horse.
No. No, no, no.
Imagine how fast it would be if it was bottom half horse, top half man.
Yeah, not good at all. We lose.
Superman punch you.
We lose.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Yeah. We're not winning.
Oh, man, it's weird being a Monday. It's got me thrown out of my groove here. Let me think. What's been going on that's weird? The giant sunspot on the sun. Did anybody see that? Huge sunspot, like 80,000 kilometers long. I don't know how big that is in American, but...
Probably pretty big.
It's a huge spot. But I guess solar winds or something. I don't know. Maybe it act like a giant MP or EMP. But it's supposed to hit on the 4th or the 5th, so.
So today or tomorrow? Yeah. Great, it's going to hit during my surgery.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Let me see if I can find it. I took a picture of it because it's like... Yeah, someone said the sun is turning into the eye of Sauron, but everything's going to be fine. Yeah, like, sucks. That's a huge chunk.
That's significant. That's significant.
It's a huge chunk of the sun just being not that sunshiny.
So, are they just guesstimating that things are going to be, like, it's going to produce something? Or is it actually produce something?
A chance. I think they said that it could, like, it's not going to be anything major from what they're saying, like knock satellites out of the sky and stuff. They said there's a chance that it could mess up a certain frequency of radio signals. But
it's interesting.
Bob Tacular said landlines have been knocked out in his area, which is weird timing. It is weird timing.
It is weird.
Also, monstrous earthquake, like 7.9 hit the same day. And then a huge volcano erupted in like Sumatra the same day. So, I mean,
welcome to the end times.
Do I still have to go to work?
I hope not. I'm not trying to get ready to have an 8-week vacation and then the world ends.
That, I mean, that's a permanent vacation, bud. It's a vacation in all
in a really shitty direction. Because we were talking about it. I don't remember when. But it wouldn't take long for the collapse of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not long at all.
If the old CVID proved anything, it's that we cannot handle any sort of disruption whatsoever.
Yeah. Because isn't it like just amazing to think about how at least semi-accomplished the human race is in our own minds? And one little thing, like the power goes out forever, and it would essentially set us back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
That, it's absolutely mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, in today's world, we don't know how to take care of ourselves.
It's crazy to me. Like, humans have lived hundreds of thousands of years literally using sticks and stones. And our cell phone battery dies, and we're like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
What do we do? It's insane, man. Absolutely insane to think that a lot of people wouldn't be around just because of no electricity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's And like I said, it's just everything would fall apart so fast that we wouldn't even know it hit us.
No, I don't know. It's almost like a price you pay for technology. You know, we become reliant on it. It becomes such a part of our everyday lives that if that were to ever be taken away, especially like our generation, because we pretty much grew up on it. You know what I mean? So if that is all gone, then what do we have? Yeah. Like from our generation forward, we would probably be all right because we grew up a little bit before. So like I didn't get my first cell phone until I was like 18. So I had a little bit of time to learn how to communicate pre-cell phone, which I'm linking everything to cell phone because
I could go without the cell phone. I don't think that would be that bad.
What would you miss the most?
From my cell
phone? No, if technology was taken away.
Because
I think like a cell phone is just a connection aside to everybody. From, you know what I mean?
Honestly, aside from the show, the thing I would miss the most would probably be playing Xbox.
Yeah.
Really, that's it. I mean, well, and I guess AC and heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But outside of that, I could care. Like TV, you could take it. It's whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. I like watching movies and stuff.
I'm kind of indifferent on that as well.
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, the AC and heat would probably be the thing you'd miss the most, especially heat, because I'm not built for the cold weather. I'd have to start traveling south.
Yeah, that's if like we lost all electricity, food would become an issue real quick. Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Saw the AI boys hopping in here. What's up, fellas? Hope all is good down your way. Haven't heard much from you in a hot minute. Hope you guys are all doing well.
Yeah, to their comment, I've thought about getting a ham radio before. I think it'd be kind of fun to sit and lurk.
Yeah, I thought about it too. It would be super cool.
I know you got to get your license to do
that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So weird. And they're super serious about it, too. Like, if they catch you without a license, you get in big trouble.
That's so strange.
It's crazy, man. They take it serious. And I guess I get it to a degree because you could probably cause some chaos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't think so, but
I mean, technically, we don't have to have a license to do this.
Yeah, but we're not Is the ham radio able to tap into like emergency frequencies?
I have
stuff?
No idea. I'm the last person to ask.
Because I know there are walkie talkies that can do that, and you'll get in trouble using those if you don't have a license.
Bryce, what's up?
Because a good walkie talkies, you have to have the license for. So,
yeah.
I'll see. Oh, there
you can
you
use
go.
Them on emergency stations without a license. Can you?
Right on. So it's a way of calling.
Can
for
you
emergency.
Put out a radio show without a license on a ham radio?
I guess that could trump the show, because technically we still could do the show. Yeah. Over a ham radio.
EM brought up just get a CB radio. I was going to say that when we were young, like 13, 14 years old, my dad used to be a truck driver, and we had a bunch of old CBs, and we would just sit around, hook them up to my buddy's truck and talk on them all the time, to just talk trash. And it was ridiculous and fun.
Yeah. Yeah, ham radio would be cool. Like I said, even if just to kind of sit around and lurk and listen, I think it'd be cool.
Hollow radio.
It would give you a very cool feeling to like have that, to do that, like actually do a broadcasted show that way.
That would almost like solidify the apocalyptic scenario if you had to use the ham radio.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. But there would be a cool ambiance to it.
What else is going on? Like I said, I didn't get to check too much happening in the paranormal world. I did stumble across some weird stories and stuff that I'm probably going to do some episodes on. An encounter where during the Vietnam War, some U.S. soldiers actually got into a firefight with entities from a unknown spacecraft, which if I can get enough meat out of it, I will write an episode on it that I found pretty interesting.
Those stories are so cool.
Yeah.
Like the military fight in the Kandahar Giant. Super cool story.
Makes me wish we could get a hold of people that were like on the ground.
Oh yeah. That would be awesome. But you know they have NDAs out the wazoo.
Yeah.
And they're probably not going to say nothing until they're getting ready to kick the can.
Yeah.
That's typically how that goes. Which is just kind of crazy. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish, like, when you saw the weird, experience the weird, you could just go out and talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like so much gets lost from people being silenced.
Yeah, imagine all the stories that never hit the radar because people just go to sleep with them. Like, they take them to their grave.
Oh, what? Some YouTuber just snuck into Bohemian Grove. The owl statue is hollow.
I would say it's probably not a very smart thing to do.
We will talk to them if they want to talk.
Yeah, for sure.
We will put that out there. But, I mean, they probably got their own thing going on, considering they're a YouTuber.
Yeah.
If you want to send us that link to our socials, I would check it out.
Yeah, just never know going into a place like that. Because there's a lot of well-connected people that visit those places.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at Alex Jones. He's never been the same.
He never was normal, per se.
You're right. You're right.
But he is a legend. I'll give him that.
The statue has to be the vessel for Moloch. Moloch?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a question. Probably going to get some heat for it. I talked about it in the Discord. But bear with me here. Me and Kyle talked about this.
Okay.
Is leaving cookies and milk out for Santa Claus and its reindeer a ritual where you're leaving gifts, offerings on an altar for this unknown entity? Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, I believe it. I believe it. Because it's the same thing they tell you to do with the Fae, or not to do, whichever one, you know.
Yeah, it's I saw someone questioning it on TikTok and I was like, oh hell yeah, it is. You got people like they even decorate the plates and all kinds of stuff.
People go hard in the paint, yeah. Man. Christmas is a big deal.
Yeah. Which further leads credence into my Santa Claus episode from last year that everybody hated. Wait till I get to the fucking Easter Bunny. You guys are really not going to like that one.
It is amazing how many people didn't like that episode.
That's what I'm saying. They did not want me to turn Santa into the cryptid.
No, not at all.
They did not want Santa to be a screen memory for alien abduction.
I don't get it, man.
He said, leave.
I could understand the idea of being like, it's a little foolish to believe in. However, really think about it. You're listening to a paranormal podcast where we and at least entertain the idea of time travelers, secret government entities, aliens, Bigfoot,
Santa Claus,
Goatman. Centaurs.
Oh, what if Santa's sleigh is pulled by centaurs?
That's fucking terrifying.
Half elf, half reindeer.
That's not as scary. Especially if it's the elf top.
Did you see what Bob Tacular said? The screen memory bit jogged a memory and the sound of dragging metal while I slept. I hate you guys sometimes.
That's gross.
That is terrifying. Santa's a bridge too far. That was probably my least well received episode, and I thought it was going to be a banger.
100%.
I'm like, this is
100%. There were so many people that hated that.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Aaron, was the Bill and Ted Easter Bunny when I started looking into it. If you dive down that rabbit hole, pun intended, there are so many people who legit swear that they've had an experience seeing the Easter Bunny. Like not
like what kind of Easter bunny?
Just like a 6 foot tall rabbit. Some of them see him like with a little tie on and carrying a basket, like legit.
Like a large rabbit, not like a household rabbit.
Like a 6 foot tall.
Like a humanoid rabbit. That's weird.
Yes. And you dig,
I'm not that
you dig into
though.
It and there, it's not just like one person saw it. Once one person broke that ice, everybody's like, oh hell yeah. I saw it too.
It's so weird. Thankfully, I've never seen that.
Oh, me either.
Nor have I seen Santa Claus to my knowledge.
Bro, if the aliens are going to come and screen memory me, just be aliens. Don't make yourself the Easter Bunny because that is 100 times worse. You're not doing yourself any favors.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question. If aliens did come to visit you and screen memoried you, what would you prefer the screen memory to be?
Just don't let me remember.
No, you have to pick something. It's got to be an iconic thing. It has to.
Bro, I have no idea. The Ether Bunny is even worse. I feel like I wouldn't remember the Ether Bunny. They'd be like, what's this rag smell like? And then not. I'd just be like, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know. That is such a hard decision because like at my age now, anything that's out of the ordinary is going to seem sus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I was a little kid, like,
yeah.
If the Undertaker showed up, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. You know, I wouldn't think it was an alien. But now if the Undertaker's standing in my kitchen, I'm afraid I'm going to get a tombstone.
Bro, I would be terrified if I saw the Undertaker standing in my kitchen.
Get choke slammed.
Yeah, bare minimum.
The Stay Puft. That is a terrible quote. Like, I didn't realize how, like, existential of a scenario that the Ghostbusters were put in when they're like, the next thing that you think of is going to be your destroyer. That would be...
Well, they're lucky they thought of the Stay Puft.
I mean, kind of.
I would rather fight him than, like, Conan the Barbarian.
I mean, you wouldn't... I don't know. I don't know how I would react, because your mind would immediately start going...
Oh, it would instantly
think of things that I don't want to think of. Like, oh, I better not think of Godzilla or...
Yeah.
I don't know what I would choose.
Or James Vanderbeek.
Can you imagine a 300-foot-tall James Vanderbeek just running rampant through New York City?
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
I love me some Dawson's Creek. That's a trivia question, if there's ever Hollow Sky trivia. What's the most asinine DVD collection I have? Dawson's Creek, 100%.
Nice. I liked him in Varsity Blues.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd choose. What would you choose?
What would I choose? I don't know, man. Something that would not scare me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm in the same boat as you, where it's like, because you could name like a cool video game character, like Earthworm Jim. Seeing Earthworm Jim now would be terrifying. Can you imagine a
300-foot-tall Earthworm Jim?
No, that would be way scary. Or like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Not scary at a certain point, but as I got older in life, and I'm picturing like if Earthworm Jim was in my room, I picture him as the cartoon version, not like
a humanoid version.
Transformed. Yeah, like I still see it in my head, which is kind of weird because it goes back to my experience. But you see it as like the pixelated Super Nintendo version.
I think that it's just, I don't know which would be worse.
The realer version, where it's trying to make it look like a human.
Yeah, I was thinking about that with Beavis and Butthead. Can you imagine like a real life Beavis and Butthead?
No, that'd be ugly.
It would be ugly.
And then you'd be like, why the fuck are you in my house?
Kirby would be the great destroyer.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That'd be terrible.
Oh, there you go. Mario. Mario's a friendly little
thing. So was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, but he gets big AF, and then he gets all sticky and shit. You ain't trying to deal with that.
Sticky's gross.
At least Mario had a purpose.
Yeah, until he starts throwing 70-foot fireballs at you.
Well, yeah, that's a problem.
He gets that like raccoon that, tail, and he starts spinning, just knocking buildings over and shit.
But see, I was just picturing if the Greys came to visit you, and they had to put somebody in the room with you, not a 4,000-foot-tall Earthworm Jim character.
That's
just an Earthworm Jim character that's in your room.
That's disgusting.
That's instantly what my mind went to. It's like the video games I grew up with.
Yeah,
like Mario and Earthworm Jim and all that stuff.
Which, it's weird when you put these encounters like into this little box, right? So you have Santa Claus encounters with children, which you think is probably a screen memory. It's going to play off things that are familiar and would not be scary, especially considering the time that people are seeing them, which is on Christmas Eve, right? Also with the Easter Bunny, a lot of these Easter encounters that I found are right around Easter. But I've come across encounters with people that... as children encounter entities that describe or disguise themselves as like cartoon characters. They specifically call it like the thing I was reading was called Encounters with the Boogeyman. And it was whatever this entity is, was this disguising itself. One of them was the big bad wolf from the Three Little Pigs. Like, I guess in the, is either the book version or the cartoon version. The person said, this is exactly what I saw. Like to a T was this entity that I saw. And it wasn't like that to begin with. I don't know if it was she or he, but anyway, they were like, I saw the entity, the humanoid entity in the corner of my room, and it was dark. And as it moved forward into the light that was shining through from a streetlight in my window, she's like, every time the light would hit it, it would look like the big bad wolf. But when I would go back in the dark, you could see the silhouette of whatever this humanoid entity was. And then I heard another one where the person also had an entity in the room, was yelling for their mom. Their mom came in, turned the lights on, checked it out, you know, and she's like, there's nothing in here. Don't worry about it. As she shut the lights off, she goes out, and as she's shutting the door, they see the entity behind the door. And as it's moving behind the mom, it turns into cartoon version of the devil is what they said, like with the horns and the long tail. It looked exactly like it. But it's like it's picking up these things from their childhood and their psyche that they've tucked away. And they're using it as a screen memory, which is kind of different than using Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, because like the big bad wolf is supposed to be scary, right? Especially to kids.
Yeah.
Same with the cartoon devils. Supposed to be an antagonist, supposed to be scary. So I don't know if it would be weird. It's almost like it's confused as to what it wants to disguise itself as. Whatever these tricksters or whatever they are.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's not so much confused as it is just kind of like, for lack of better explanations, throwing shit at the wall to see if it sticks.
I can see that too.
Like if it's just rooting through your subconscious of things. Cause we've talked about it before, how these higher entities, they don't really understand human emotion very well. So what if that process doesn't register with them? They just see these images flash in your consciousness and they're like, well, I'll just pick this one. They seem to have more than one memory of this.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's a scary one, they don't understand the difference. And they're like, watch, I'll just turn into this thing. Or it's just an ass and is like, well, watch, I'm going to do this and scare the living bejesus out of this person because I know it scares them. And I'm going to be not polite.
Jangles in the chat says, when I was a little kid, my mom had a little statue of a cowboy that my grandpa had painted at night. I could see it from my bed and it would dance all night and look at me. It still scares me.
That's crazy. You need to find that and send it to us.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. That reminds you of like Indian in the Cupboard.
That's what I thought if they were like trying to play off of it. But then when he just said it just danced around and stared at me all night, I'm like, okay, that's
terrifying. What do you think people's fear of closets are?
Oh, I don't know, man. To me, I would always have to sleep with my closet door shut.
I think a lot of people are like that.
I don't know. It feels like a doorway. It feels
it's
like
gross,
a portal.
Isn't it?
Like it's
yeah.
You know that it's a closet. It leads to nowhere, but you still feel like something's going to come through it.
Right. And it's just so weird because like I can specifically remember as a kid the same thing where you're like, I ain't trying to sleep with that closet door open. That's gross. And then you get older and it kind of goes away. There's still that subconscious like feeling with it. But then it's weird to talk to other adults or your spouse and your children. And they're all like, I hate sleeping with the closet door open. Just shut it. Shut that.
I'm the same way.
It's fucking weird, man.
I am 100%.
It's weird. See everybody in the chat. Closets and portals.
That's what it feels like.
Terrifying.
It's there's it something does feel unnatural.
Like, it's so weird.
There's something just unnatural about a door that leads to nowhere. You know what I mean? Like Doors are supposed to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You open a closet and there's like just a little bit of space and nothing else. It just doesn't feel right.
Are you a, and the same question goes for chat too. Are you a bedroom door open closed. Or closed sleeper?
100%. Yeah.
I have to do it open for obvious reasons, but I do prefer yeah. closed over open.
I'm a light sleeper, so I'll hear it open. Like if I'll be taking a nap and Sarah will come in, I'll hear the door open and I'll pop right up.
Yeah, if it was up to me, I'd be like birdied, shut and locked yeah. when I go to bed. But being that I have kids, I can't quite do that. So,
crack to let the cats come in and out. Yeah, that's understandable. Necro, sleep closed, pooped open.
It's just so weird. And then you hear... I've read somewhere, I don't know if we were talking about it one time or if I read it separately, but they also say never put the foot of your bed aiming out the door.
Hmm.
Like, you know how some people have it like where you walk into the bedroom, the foot of the bed is facing the exit. Yeah. They say never do that.
That's how mine was when I was in high school.
Yeah, they say don't do that because... then spirits are able to come up and grab your soul and drag it out.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. My post-high school downward spiral has just been solved. A lot of big bad wolf encounters in the chat. How weird is that?
It is weird.
How weird is that? My wife's closet is a portal for shoes.
I feel that.
Yeah, a lot.
New ones keep coming out.
Never birth feet first as well. Can you choose that? Decide which way you're coming out.
I think it's a thing that you gotta come head first, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't either. I don't remember. I don't deliver kids.
How I entered the world. Probably pissed. I don't
deliver kids. It's probably not something you're trying to remember, really.
I pity anything that tries to take my soul. Yeah, that's where I'm at. He probably came after mine. He's like, man, that was a wasted drip.
I'm not even going to bother putting it back. I'm just going to leave it right here.
Wasted drip. Chucky pooped on the nurse.
I don't know, man.
That's fun. Yeah. You probably remember that. Out the belly like an alien. That, yeah.
I don't know, man. Our sleep habits are definitely interesting. I'm sure it is some type of DNA thing. Being scared of certain situations. But doors are a weird one, dude. I guess I never really thought about it too much like that. Like every doorway being a portal. I wonder if there's something to that, too. I bet there is.
Yeah, because you...
I feel like
it's just ingrained that they're supposed to lead somewhere. And, like, anybody, like, coming into your personal space has to enter or exit through a door.
Right.
Or a window. Or a chimney if you're... supernatural entity that only comes around one time a year. Twist says my soul's 90% THC by now.
Well, you're living a good life. They might want to take
soul
you
snatcher is going to come for it and then have to like stop by the cabinet and get some Doritos on the way out. It's like,
yeah, Twiz just turned into a legit edible.
What else is going on? I don't know. I keep seeing like weird rumblings about disclosure, but it's never anything that has any weight to it. I just feel like whenever an alien lands in my yard, then I'll believe it. And even then, I probably won't. I'll still question it.
I feel that. I mean, we always, if I feel like forever, there's always rumblings about disclosure.
Can sliding doors be a portal? I feel like yes. Not that that's what you wanted to hear. But like the idea of a door is kind of the same concept as a mirror. You know, it's just a passageway through a static wall, essentially. So I don't think it matters whether the door swings or slides, or if there's a door there at all. Like just,
yeah.
I guess windows would be the same thing.
What do you think is creepier, mirrors or doorways? Mirrors. Yeah, that's where mirrors. I'm at. Mirrors are definitely weird. Yeah. Do you ever just feel weird seeing your reflection? You ever just wait for it to do something that you're not doing?
Sometimes.
Like your reflection.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's kind of weird, right? You get a weird feeling when you're staring at yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I've read somewhere that if you look at it long enough, it's like your perception of yourself starts to change.
I could see that. Because I have read that the image that you actually see back is not what you actually look like to other people.
So nobody really knows what they look like.
That's actually a fucking valid point.
Because even in pictures, your eyes are going to, it's going to change the same way as a mirror.
Yeah. That's weird. That's weird.
Can anyone confirm that I have sweet hair in real life?
Yeah, I can.
Oh yeah, solid.
I can confirm.
I don't give a shit about what I look like any other way.
No, I think it's just like it's subtly. Like most of us apparently feel like we look slightly better than what we actually do.
Have you seen this guy making a real mirror? Supposed to be really or creepily real. No, I have not. YouTube?
What the hell's a real mirror? What's any different than a mirror?
I don't know. Dylan likes to call my hair Kentucky Waterfall. It's all party.
He's not wrong.
All party all the time.
I don't know.
Jinx says, I know I'm ugly. Same, bro. Same. Not that you're ugly, that I'm ugly.
Well,
imagine living back when you can only see your reflection in water. A real mirror with real silver on the back.
Oh, okay.
I saw it on TikTok. Make sure reflection looks as if you were looking at another real you, not a reflection.
That's weird.
What?
That made me feel even weirder.
Yeah, if you stumble across it again, tag us in it.
And since we're on the subject, does anybody else? I'm sure everybody does. But do you ever feel weird once in a while when you look at somebody else in the eyes? Like when you dead on make eye contact with somebody. And you're just both staring at each other. You ever just get a trippy feeling when you do that?
Not necessarily trippy.
But it's different.
Yeah,
it's like a different feeling. Yeah, I can't think of a great way to describe it.
Eyes are a portal to the soul.
I mean, yeah, you hear that all the time. But it is, it's weird. Like, because I know a lot of people, they'll fake looking you in the eyes. They'll focus slightly above your eyes on your forehead or at your mouth or at your nose versus actually staring at you in the eyes.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reading the chat. I'm getting lost. All we see is light that's reflected that our own eyes can perceive. Imagine the shit that we can't see. Yeah, because we can only, like, the human eye can only take in so many different wavelengths of light.
Yeah.
What? That is weird. How do I know what I'm looking at right now?
You don't.
True.
You don't at all.
True.
It makes you, I don't know, man. Well, it's just, it makes you wonder what hides in the different spectrums of light.
Yeah, it makes me not want to think about it.
I don't know. I feel like I should think about it.
Let's get religious. If it was stuff that God wanted us to see, we'd be able to see them fucking spectrums of light.
Valid point. Valid point. I'll take that.
I think we are right in this realm where we can only experience things that we can handle. Because I feel like we broaden that spectrum, we don't handle it well.
Maybe it just gets too cluttered for our eyes if there's just too many different spectrums. You know what I mean? Because, like, maybe, like, could you imagine if you could see, like, Wi-Fi waves or radio waves. Imagine how cluttered your vision would be at that point, because it would be literally, it'd be like a fog 24/7.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because you would virtually see that everywhere except for out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Because, like Chucky said, like, we, the further our technology gets, the more we just dumb ourselves down. Our capabilities just keep getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. Because we don't have to rely on our brains and our body parts to do it anymore.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And like you said, that price of technology, you said that earlier.
It's a blessing and a curse. It makes us just,
yeah.
It's doing it now. Like, look at spelling and shit. Like, you don't have to spell anything anymore. Your phone corrects it for you.
Oh, dude.
Like, I constantly,
I know that
I'm writing and shit.
I've gotten better with punctuation, or I've gotten worse with punctuation and spelling.
Because you don't have to do it.
Exactly. And you know what else is, like, the most frustrating when it comes to that? When you try to spell a word and it's so wrong that it doesn't even begin to autocorrect.
Yeah. Like, how am I so far off?
That pisses you off. That pisses you off.
Spell check is for the week. Nobody can be a wizard if they can't spell correctly. Can we be a wizard if we use our phones?
Yeah, I can see that.
It's full of sigils anyway. Like, come on.
Yeah, Wade, that is weird how the new iPhone, like the new ISO, and try to finish your sentence. Like, there's that predictiveness to it.
Yeah, they read our minds anyway.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. It's kind of a crystal ball. Yeah, I hate it.
It's kind of something.
Yeah. Like, I like it for when I need to contact people, when I need to promote the show, when I need to look something up. I don't like it when it reads my mind.
No.
That sucks.
No, at halftime, I don't even like it for calls and stuff. It annoys me. I don't like noises from my phone. It drives me crazy. And I don't like seeing the little red numbers everywhere. Oh, you got 2 messages or 40,000.
I do have 40,000 unread emails on my phone.
I know. That's why I said that. But it drives me nuts. It, like, adds to an anxiety that I don't need.
Chaos reigns. 40,678 unread emails. That's not hollow phone emails. That's going to Steve's email. Personal.
It's true. I saw it the other
personal
night.
Email. 40,679 unread emails.
Yeah. He's not lying.
Because.
And some people can just live like that. And for me, that's just too much.
Chaotic evil.
It's too much.
That's why.
No, it's just too much.
Anybody out there in the hollow world have more unread emails than that?
I don't know.
40,000. I'm waiting to hit six digits. Then I won't clean it out, but we're getting there.
So do they even have a delete all button? I don't know that I've ever seen that.
I think you can do it from like, if I access it on the Mac.
I feel like the best they got is you are able to select the page that you're on and then hit delete.
It's all just absolute garbage. Like I'll get emails from my kids' school and they're like the only thing that I'll check. That's it, like 100%. Just 1,000. Hit the delete button. Ooh, 41,000. Damn, let's go.
You guys are too much.
Yeah.
I don't see how your brain just isn't fried to a crisp.
I'm just good at blocking things out. My mind just stopped functioning.
I'm not. I guess I'm not. I'm really not good at that stuff. I think too much. That's my problem.
I used to be like that. Then I just let apathy take over. And I'm just like, whatever. Whatever. Junk mail counts. That's a mailbox, bud.
Everybody's just going to start.
They're going to start bringing the heat.
Condensing their mailboxes. And see how many emails they have.
Birdie said my brain's getting there. Yeah. Like I used to be real high strung, real angry. And then I was just like, you know, none of this shit matters.
Yeah,
as long as my kids are good.
I think over time I got more high strung. Mine hasn't quite leveled out.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with having young kids.
That probably has a lot to do with
it. Now that my kids are older.
I can see that. That's when I got put on blood pressure medicine. It was when my daughter was
when they're born. Young like that. Like, I still worry about my kids. But in my brain, if I were to cease being and their mother were to cease being here, they're old enough to where they can make it. Maddox is almost 14. Like, he's still going to need some guidance. But Everett's almost 18. Like, Everett's almost to the point to where he's going to have to, like, you're a grown-up when you're 18, whether you're ready to be a grown-up or not.
Yeah, you're a man. You know? Right.
So, like, there's a bit of solace and comfort there that they've made it to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because right now, like your kids are little. Like, they're if something were to happen to you guys, they would have to have other grown-ups help them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that puts a whole different kind of stress on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's everybody's goal, is to try to raise their kids to a point to where they can, you're like, all right, if something were to happen, they will manage. They will be able to function.
Yeah, I was talking to Twiz today, and I know for a fact that most of my blood pressure issue is my own brain.
Oh, yeah.
I get too worried.
100%.
And then it goes.
100%. I was thinking about that today. Telling him,
I was like, dude, I literally sat in the doctor's office and seen it at like 172. And then in the matter of 10 minutes, because he got me talking and got me distracted, he took it again and it was 120.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, see, dude, you're good. It's all in your head. You need to just chill out.
It's this, I don't even think it's pessimism. It's just like, it's like expecting the worst out of everything, which I guess, is that pessimism?
I don't know. I just always say that, like, this is probably going to sound really shitty, but I admire the people that are just stupid. Like, my brain works in like this context of like when I'm in a tree and I'm getting ready to cut a giant lead out and I'm like, okay, well it could do this. And then you know, if it hits the tips over there, it could break off and bounce back toward me and hit me in the gut. Or, you know, my brain processes like literally everything that can go wrong. And then there's other people out there, and I've worked with them, that just go, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And and they do it and they're like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like they don't, their brain doesn't process that far ahead.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a beauty in that where you're just like, I fucking wish my brain worked like yours sometimes.
My brain processes it, but then I'm just like, who cares?
Like, see, at that point, I already, I'm
like
already.
If it does, it. Then just send it. You know what I mean? Like, if it's my time to go, it ain't gonna matter what precautions I take, taking that limb down. It's not gonna go my way. So I'm just like, I got to a point in my life where worrying about everything was doing more harm than good. So then I just stopped. Just like, eh.
Yeah, I can feel that. I can't. Like, I just can't do it yet.
I know, like when we were talking about the surgery, every time you brought it up, you're like, if I wake up, I'm like, bro, you're going to wake up.
I said it to my wife.
Like, you're going
to
wake up. Yeah. Like when the old CVID hit me last winter about this time, I was down bad. Like I would wake up coughing so hard. Like chunks of things were coming out of my lungs.
That's gross.
And then I started spitting up blood and I'm like, oh, that sucks. That's probably not good. And I'm like, but I'm also pretty tired. So I think I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah. I feel that's that. When
I tell the story about that.
Like when I have the common cold, I always tell my wife, I'm dying. I'm not going to make it. And she's like, oh my God.
I knew that, apathy had taken over. I tell this story all the time. I was in the house by myself, living by myself, and I hear this alarm going off. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, I immediately think that one of my kids are messing around with one of their little like Lego alarm clocks and stuff. So I'm searching the house like 3:30 in the morning. None of the alarms in the bedrooms are going off. I go out to our spare room where we have a gas fireplace. Carbon monoxide detector. What does Steve do? Takes the batteries out. Goes back to bed. Says, nope, tired.
This damn thing.
Sending it.
This damn thing.
Batteries out. Back to sleep. Still woke up the next morning, but with a horrible headache.
Damn. 47. That's pretty much what I'm going and getting fixed tomorrow. Yeah.
Weird timing.
Weird. That's weird.
Weird timing.
I got the umbilical. Right out the old belly button.
They're just going to connect you back to an umbilical cord?
Probably.
Creepy.
I just got to drag it around all my life.
Whenever you want to go to eat, you just got to shove food and get
hella dirty.
Yeah. You go to Roadhouse and you're stuffing mashed potatoes.
That's so gross.
Shauna, help me squeeze down the pipe.
Yeah, that's gross.
I didn't even die, Birdie. Oh, like, man. Like I said, if it was my time, it wouldn't matter if I took the batteries out or not. Right? Eh? I'm not to the extent to where I like cross the road and don't look both ways, but I'm still just like, eh, you know.
Yeah. Don't, let's hope that day don't come.
This is how we eat now. I hope, yeah. Let's not do that.
No. No. Nope, I'm getting mine fixed, so I'll be better.
We evolved to a point where like we don't have to have like food. We just force like our mouths just
that would be terrible.
Mouths evolve away and we just force food down the old gut pipe.
That would be terrible. I love food.
Too. Clearly. It is delicious.
So I don't want that to happen. I enjoy food.
Steve's Mr. Magoo with 2020 vision. Probably my vision's probably closer to Mr. Magoo's now. But I don't care enough to go get glasses. Furthering my point. Sarah makes fun of me because I have to like pull the chair to the television whenever I'm playing Call of Duty because I can't see.
That's why I play on a little screen that I sit at my desk.
Twiz just had the understatement of the century in the chat for those that missed it. Food is the shit.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that.
R.I.P. Kyle's belly button. What a weird weird chat.
It is.
I love it though. I would have it no other way.
No, not at all.
I didn't really see anything else weird. I was trying to skeeze through the old Twitter, but I couldn't find anything. Just whether or not aliens are real and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, that talk's kind of gotten boring.
We'll be better, more prepared next Monday because this kind of threw us off. I just threw the idea out to Kyle Saturday. I'm like, hey, like when my kids are in for Christmas, they fly in and fly out on Wednesdays, and I would have had to miss two back-to-back night shifts because we schedule their flights later in the evening, so I don't have to miss work. And I would have had to miss night shift. So it just kind of worked out well because Kyle would probably not be feeling doing it Wednesday. I'm going to go on a limb. So you're probably going to be talking to machine elves the next couple days.
I hope not. Unless they're cool and friendly, then all right, we'll be good. But
yeah. But back to your point. Like, my blood pressure was ridiculously high whenever I worked at Pepsi. I was stressed so much. To the point where I was like, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. We'll figure something else out.
Yeah, I feel that.
But, yeah.
I feel that.
We'll probably be wrapping it up here pretty quick. Kyle's got to be at the hospital super early in the morning.
Yeah, they want me there crazy early.
He needs as much rest as he can get. But we had good numbers in here today.
Yeah, a lot better than I expected. I expected like 30 fucking
especially people. With us changing the game right at the end of the game. But we appreciate you all hanging out. Sorry again we didn't take any calls, but again, we had to wrap it up a little early. Birdie, yeah, on that. Interestingly enough, all of my porch lights were completely out within the week.
That is weird.
So, not sure what's going on. But, yeah, I did put up some motion sensor lights, which went off last night while I was standing in the kitchen, which is strange, but whatever.
That's gross.
Anyway, yeah, my buddy just quit Pepsi. It almost killed me. I feel that. Thanks for hanging out with us, Holocult. Everybody keep Kyle in your thoughts, your prayers, send him good vibes, whatever you do. Shoot it out there to him tomorrow. Make sure this thing goes safe, quick, and he's feeling better.
That's right.
As quick as possible.
I'm ready to get it fixed and enjoy some time off.
You picked a good season to get it done.
Yeah.
Again, thanks for hanging out with us. It's cool to see everybody in here. I appreciate you all being pliable with our schedule and still making time to come in and kick it. We love all you guys.
Appreciate it.
And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and everybody pull for homie Kyle tomorrow as he's out.